This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, continuing Willard and Dibs on a Friday. We head into a Warrior weekend. It's the Niners bye week, and the Giants make some news and making it official earlier today as well. Buster Posey has hired a new general manager in Zach Manasian. And we noticed a tweet right away from the great Bobby Valentine. Everybody knows him, longtime manager in baseball. And immediately Bobby says, wow, the Giants got a great one. I'm paraphrasing, but I've known him since he was a baby. And Bobby joins us now on the River Islands guest line. Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you.
So tell us about Zach. Tell us about the new Giants general manager.
First off, you got a great man. And secondly, let me just say that this is a great family that the Giants are getting into. You know, 1968, I was 18 years old. Zach's father, Zach Sr., was the clubhouse guy in Ogden, Utah for the rookie league team that I went to report to.
Wow.
He was 17 years old. He was in his third year as a clubhouse guy, but he was more than that. He was the traveling secretary. He was the everything guy as a 17-year-old in a professional baseball team working for Tommy Lasorda. And, you know, years later, I became a Texas Ranger manager, and Tom Grieve, the general manager of the team, was smart enough to hire Zach Senior to be the visiting clubhouse manager. And what he did is he revolutionized the entire business. He went from guys who were just going to make sure that your shoes are shined and your uniform is clean to creating an atmosphere where you ate well, you felt well, the place was filled with memorabilia and tradition. And you know, Zach Jr. and his three brothers got the opportunity to experience all of that with their dad as very, very young guys. So for 40-plus years, you know, Zach Jr. has been involved in Major League Baseball. His dad always did it the right way. His mother was probably the most amazing gal that I knew because she took care of five boys, four children and her husband, and did it in a spectacular fashion. And now she has two sons who are general managers of Major League Baseball teams. I think it's absolutely incredible.
It is incredible, and the story you told about Zach Sr. is great, and I'm glad you shared that, Bobby. But Zach Jr. is really where our focus is, because now he gets to have the reins, the 11th manager, the general manager in Giants history. And you think about his skill set, how does that fit with where the Giants need to get to?
Oh, it fits in perfectly because, you know, he's the fourth son. He's the one who learned from the other brothers, and he was always the one who was standing there listening, watching, figuring it out. As I've known him as a professional, you know, no one is more prepared. No one knows, you know, the minor league players on other teams as well as his team. I knew him when he was in Milwaukee working with Doug Melvin as an assistant and followed him through his path to San Francisco. And if ever there was a player that I needed to know about, if I was announcing or whatever I was doing, if there was ever a personality, not only, you know, the statistics that everyone could look up, and he's spectacular with all the numbers, but he also knows about the person. He understands how people work together. He's seen what does work in a clubhouse and what doesn't work in a clubhouse, and he's seen it firsthand when he was a child, and then he lived through it as an adult, being an executive with different major league teams. So, you know, when you're talking about someone who has to put a team together, somebody who has to understand how to work together with people who are in uniform and not in uniform, I don't think he could have gotten a better choice.
We're talking with Bobby Valentine, longtime Major League manager, and the Giants have a new general manager in Zach Manasian, and Bobby knows Zach and the entire family, obviously, very, very well. Bobby, this might be sort of an odd question, but to give you a little bit of a background on where the Giants fan base is right now after the Farhan Zaidi era, it's great to hear that he knows all the ins and outs and the margins and the numbers and everything. Giants fans right now are almost triggered by that idea. They want big fish. How can Zach help with that, and what's his philosophy on that?
Well, you'll really have to ask Zach about his philosophy on how he's going to fish, but I could tell you any time that he puts his hook into the water, he's going to come out with the fish that he wants. He always has an idea. He's prepared and conscientious. You know, he's not just a guy who sits there and thinks he knows it all. He's always asking questions. He's always figuring out the right way to do things. And I think you're in good hands. I mean, obviously it's day one and everything has to move forward and you're in a division with the world champions, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. But if you're trying to build a team and build it the right way, you got the right guy.
And if you look at what he's done in terms of like analytics versus old school, because that's something that Giants fans are really kind of focused on, because the previous regime was more of an old school one with Sabian and Bochy, and they won three titles, and then you had Farhan come in with Gabe Kapler, and it felt a little bit too far in the new school direction. Where would you think that he falls on that timeline?
Oh, I think that he understands that analytics are a major part of his job, but he thinks of them as only one part of his job. He sees the entire player, and what analytics are great for is to let you see a little better. You could see the player, you could feel the player by watching him play and understand where he came from, and then the numbers could help you understand a little deeper. I mean, this is a guy who has a complete understanding of people as well as a complete understanding of numbers. What more could you ask for?
Bobby Valentine with us here on Willard and Dibs. Bobby, I'm just speaking for me. I associate you mostly, when I think of you, I think of the Mets and your time with the Mets. And I know you still follow the Mets. What do you think Pete Alonso is going to do this offseason?
Well, I think he's going to be a free agent. And I think that the Mets are going to go fishing in another pond. That's what I think. And I think he's a pretty good home run hitter.
Okay, so let's go a little deeper there. You think he's going to be on another team. Do you think he makes sense for a team like the Giants?
Well, again, I don't know the ins and outs of your team. You know, Pete's a quality – he's a quality player. He's a little different personality, you know, and his defense is – He brings his glove every day, but his defense has been questioned a little. I think he's a spectacular player, and whether or not that's the perfect fit for your team, I have no idea.
Thinking about this ballpark, and it's a park I'm sure you've managed at and you've seen it over the years, if you're trying to build a team around this park where it's not very hitter-friendly, certainly for left-hand hitters, and it's much more pitcher-friendly, what would you think about doing to try to build a team around this park?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Well, the park is something you're going to play 81 games in, but you're going to play 81 games away. And I don't think you could possibly build a team without power today. You know, 70% plus of runs scored in these postseasons were because of a home run, and the others were responding. You know, a double had a lot to do with it. So you've got to be able to hit the ball today, and it's difficult. You know, guys aren't as good hitters as they used to be, I believe. I don't think it's necessarily the pitching. I think it's the idea of the swing, but that's a story for another day. But you got to have balls flying out of the park, whether it's there in San Francisco or on the road.
Bobby, you know New York so well, and it got everybody's attention all over the country when the World Series ended the other night and Juan Soto said, I'm going to listen to every single team out there. Do you buy that, especially when he's already wearing the Yankee uniform?
Well, I buy that Scott Boras is his agent, and I think he was well versed in what to say. But they'll listen, and I think there's going to be a major bidding war for a guy that many consider is the best hitter in baseball.
He's incredible, and you look at what he had done in New York, and obviously Freddie Freeman in L.A. and Shohei Ohtani, and I wonder about like what you mentioned about Scott Boras and what he did last offseason, which felt like he was, trying to hold these players out a little bit too deep and trying to get a little bit too much money. Are you sensing that the pendulum might be swinging back toward the club in terms of these high-priced free agents?
Boy, I've been watching that pendulum now for a long time, waiting it to swing back. Is this the year? I'm not sure, but I doubt it.
Bobby, I tell you what, when you look at what guys are looking to join, like Dibs is sitting here talking about the ballpark, that's one thing. There's the city. There's been a lot of talk about that in this day and age, like the locale. And then there's just like joining a winning team, which, for instance, we watched a lot of the guys who joined the Dodgers last year do. What do you think really makes an organization attractive to free agents in 2024?
I think authenticity, and I think, with Buster and Zach and Bob, leading the charge there, I think a free agent could sit down with three real people and understand that they're authentic and that they're going to present exactly what they have to offer. And I think those free agents are going to have a tough a tough decision not to go there, regardless of the size of the park or the newspaper headlines that they might read.
And just glancing at the Giants roster, what they're going to have coming back, you have Logan Webb, a legit ace, Patrick Bailey, a solid catcher, Matt Chapman, an anchor at third, Jung-Hoo Lee out in center field. Do you think the Giants have a good cluster that could be attractive to free agents?
I think absolutely. But again, it depends on what guys are looking for. And, there's plenty to be attracted to. And I think when you look at the playoffs, there are a lot of teams out there that weren't the perfect team. And I don't even think the Dodgers nor the Yankees were perfect teams, as was demonstrated in the five-game series that they played. So, I think putting a team together isn't necessarily about having all of the best players at the entire on the entire team or at every position. It's about putting a group of guys together who could actually pull together through that 162-game season and pull together enough so that they get to the dance. And once you get to the dance, you never know who's going to be on stage.
Bobby, you hit on a lot of this off the top of the conversation, but I kind of want to circle back to it so it leaves our audience with this. If a Giants fan ran into you on the street and went, "Hey, Bobby, why should I be excited about Zach Malazian?" What would you say?
Zach Malazian is a real person, a real baseball person, I'm proud to say. He knows the game in and out, but he's also as straight a shooter as I've ever met. He'll analyze a situation, whether or not he's shaking your hand on the street or signing a free agent, and analyze it as well as anyone, I think, in the game. And I think that they could relax and feel that the team's in good hands.
And maybe we should have started with this. How do you pronounce it? Is it Manassian? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
see, I was going with Manassian, but it's Manassian.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you better ask him because I messed that up a few times too, and I knew the grandfather, also, and people called him Manassian and Manassian and everything else, and just never late for dinner.
But nice. but yours is pronounced Valentine. You can firmly say that.
I know how to spell it. I know how to say it. You got it.
Nice, Bobby.
Bobby, thanks so much, man. Great to talk to you.
Have fun, guys. Take care.
Always. There yeah. It is. Bobby Valentine on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.